Hi, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato. We are a member congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that strives to embody the historic teachings and practices of the Christian Church as found in the sacred scriptures. If you enjoy or have questions about this brief message, please get in touch with us. Our building is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. We have divine service at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday mornings, with Bible class and Sunday school between at 9:15. Again, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and thanks for listening. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Julie Schlichting, in loving memory of Don. Today's gospel lesson comes from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 15th chapter. Glory be to thee, O Lord. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear Jesus, and the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so, I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise be to thee, O Christ.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father through the Lord Jesus. Amen. There's a man, Joshua is his name, who keeps sheep. He has a pretty large flock. All told, it's probably a few hundred. He has a nice pasture for his sheep, too. Beautiful, tree-covered hills on the edge of a plain, sitting right beside a clear, cool creek where he can water his sheep and let them graze. One little ewe, however, grew to dislike Joshua. She, I'll just call her ewe, really began to detest his control over her life. She was angry with him because Joshua always bossed the flock around and took them where he wanted them to go. You figured she could take care of herself just fine. You could do without Joshua and his staff. He was always using that darn staff to yank on the sheep and pull them where they didn't want to go. And you had really grown to hate his incessant yelling. He was always shouting at you to come back, always telling her when it was time to eat and to drink, always shooing her into the pen at night. So one day, when she had finally had enough, you decided to set off on her own. You was smart enough to know that Joshua kept a pretty close watch on the flock, so she had to come up with a plan if she wanted to escape the dreadful yank of Joshua's staff. So she waited until Joshua was crouched down, scolding another one of his sheep, and then you bolted for the hills. She sprinted with all the strength she could muster, and she quickly made it to the line of trees that sat at the edge of the plain and the bottom of the first and largest hill. Once she broke into the trees, you was overjoyed. She had finally made it away from that darn dictatorial shepherd and all his terrible rules. Finally, you was free to pursue life as she wanted to live it. No longer would she be enslaved to the will of this shepherd. You decided to proceed into the forest in pursuit of her newfound freedom. She was excited to see what the view was like from the top of this first large hill. So she eagerly began to climb. At first, the going was pretty easy for you. The slope rose gently at the base of the hill, and she ascended steadily and without any trouble. But after a while of climbing, she began to realize that her sprint across the plain had taken more out of her than she thought. As the climb steepened, you tired more and more quickly. To make matters worse, as she made it about midway up the hill, she began to feel the occasional tugging at her coat. She looked back and noticed that in her exhaustion, she had wandered into a bramble patch. Nearly every step, she would have to yank herself free, causing sharp pains each time she pulled herself from yet another thorn in her flesh. On the other side of the brambles, the hill steepened even more as she approached the top, and the ground turned rocky. Now, utterly exhausted from her trek through the bramble patch, she struggled just to keep her feet. She slipped and fell several times, bruising her legs and knees. Finally, with one last major struggle, she crested the hill and collapsed, out of breath. She looked around, expecting a beautiful view for all of her hard work, but instead she found herself in darkness. The trees and their branches were thick at the top of this hill and blocked out nearly all of the sunlight. As she regained her breath and a bit of her energy, she quickly realized that her climb had left her hungry and thirsty. You looked around for a bit of grass to snack on, but the ground all around her was nothing but dirt and roots, nothing good to eat. Thankfully, as she meandered around the crest of the hill, she heard the distinctive rush of flowing water somewhere down in the valley on the other side. Remembering the peaceful stream in the plain behind her, you decided to proceed to this water, figuring that on its banks would be a lush field of grass, just like what she had left behind. Unfortunately, the far side of the hill was just as steep as the side she had come up, and now she was weak from both exhaustion and hunger. You bumbled her way down the hill, much in the same way that she had struggled up the other side. The going was very slow, and she struggled to keep her feet. She fell several times, bloodying her already bruised legs. But she did, eventually, make it down successfully. What she saw as she approached the source of the water sound was not what she expected. Rather than lush green grass leading right up to the bank of a peaceful creek, she saw rough, rocky ground spotted with protruding tree roots. The bank sloped down unevenly to a wide and strong river flowing downstream toward some incredibly turbulent rapids. Despite the danger involved, you decided to proceed down the bank towards the river. As nervous as she was even more parched. She needed a drink of water or she felt she might faint. She carefully proceeded down the bank, struggling to maintain her footing. All of a sudden, she stepped into a muddy patch and slipped. She tumbled end over end down the steep bank. She landed with a great splash right on the edge of the river. At first, she was grateful just to be safely at the bottom and to feel the cool water on her skin. But she quickly realized her mistake. You almost immediately recognized that this river was considerably deeper and had a much stronger current than the creek that she was used to. She struggled to place her feet on the bottom, but it was nowhere to be found. She floundered as the current rushed her away towards the rapids, and then all went dark. Hi there. My name is Joshua. I'm a shepherd. I have a nice big flock and a great piece of land where they can graze. My father gave my sheep to me, so I care for them as if they were my own children. I really love my sheep. I do all that I can to care for them, and I protect them from all harm and danger. But yet, sheep are sheep. No matter how much you love them, no matter how much you care for them, they still tend to wander. I have chased many a sheep over the years. Heck, chasing sheep is probably the biggest part of my job. Yep, I've sure had more than a few adventures chasing sheep. There was this one time when one of my sheep got herself really lost. I had to chase you, that's what I called her, quite a way before I was able to bring her back. Yeah, you really ran away that time. What happened was I was tending to one of my older sheep. He was scared because he was close to death, so I was bending down, speaking to him in a whisper. It comforts them, you know. Then, out of the corner of my eye, I saw a sheep running full tilt for the hills. I quickly stood up and spun around, just in time to see her run into the tree line. I knew how rough those hills are, and I know that there are wolves out there, so I knew that I had to go get her. I left the rest of the flock to graze and headed for the hills. As soon as I entered the trees, I saw her tracks leading away up the hill. I hoofed it as fast as I could, because I knew that for every minute Yu was out there, there was a greater chance that she wouldn't make it back. The climbing was hard, of course, but all I could think about was getting her back home safely. When I got about midway up the hill, I found where she had made her way through some brambles. The brambles were thick and tall, even over my head, but I could see little bits of her coat pulled off and stuck in them. She had certainly gone through this mess, and that meant that I would have to follow her. After all, she could be stuck in there, scared and alone. Well, it took me a while to make it to the other side, but I did finally make it. The brambles were pretty sharp and left me bloody, especially on my hands and legs and forehead. In fact, I still have a few scars from it to this day. But it was all worth it in order to find you. I pressed on up the hill, where it turns rocky toward the top, but there was still no sign of her. I knew that she had made it through the brambles, and I figured that she must be tuckered out by now. So I began to call to her, hoping that she would hear my voice. "Come back, you! Come back!" I called, but I got no response. So I pressed onward and upward. By the time I was approaching the top, I could hear the rush of the water on the other side. I knew that the water was deep and had a strong current up this way, not to mention the rapids downstream. So I was hoping to catch you before she made it that far. By the time I crested the hill, I caught my first glimpse of you. I saw she had already made it most of the way down the other side of the hill, towards the river, and she was headed for the bank. She looked pretty beaten up from her little adventure, and I wanted more than ever to take her back safe and sound. I called out to her again, hoping to get her attention and draw her back to me, but the water was too loud down where she was, so she couldn't hear me. At that point, I knew I had to work quickly, so I hurried as much as I could down the other side. I slipped and fell a few times, but I regained my footing as quickly as I could and kept on running. I made it down the slope and sprinted for the bank just as she was heading down it. When I peered down into the river, I saw her struggling for her life, but then she stopped. As she was pulled downstream by the current, I was just able to put out my staff and catch her in the crook. I was able to pull you back up on the bank and check her out. She was still breathing, but it was clear she was in a bad way. So I picked you up, I put you on my shoulders, and I began the long trek back to our pasture. That night, when we got back to the pen and all the sheep were safe and sound, I threw a bit of a party with all my friends. I bought them all a drink and told them about my crazy sheep that had run away. In the end, despite all the pain and suffering that she had caused me, I'm just glad to have you home, safe and sound. After a few days of special care, Yu was healthy once again, but she wasn't quite back to her old self. No, after that adventure, Yu didn't hate her shepherd anymore. Now she barely ever left his side. She knew that no matter what happened, he loved her and wanted to care for her. She figured that someone that would shed even his own blood for her sake knew what she needed even better than she did. She trusted Joshua. The only time she would stray very far from him was when one of the other sheep would start to wander away. In those cases, she would bound over to them and guide them safely back into the fold, closer to their shepherd and safely in his care. Jesus says, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I hope you enjoyed this brief sample of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. To learn more about our congregation, visit our website at www.oslcmankato.org or give us a call at 507-385-2180. Thanks again for listening, and God bless you.